Today is March 16th, 2024, and this is the Polsa Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Woodmen of World continue member drive for 90 days. Decision to continue a membership campaign for an additional 90 days was reached by the Hoquiam group of Woodmen of the World following an enthusiastic initiation meeting last night, attended by woodmen from all cities of Southwest Washington having camps in the order. Tacoma Camp No. 798, which put on the initiation for about 70 candidates, was invited to again have charge of the work following the conclusion of the campaign and accepted the invitation. E.O. Royal of Portland, who had been in charge of the membership campaign, arranged last night's program, which was featured by the work of the Tacoma Degree Team and singing of the Keystone Quartet of South Tacoma, including Arthur Sloyer, Art Smith, Elmer Stave, and Westenberg. The degree team has had its own side degree work, the only program authorized besides the regular lodge ritual, which they have presented in many cities of the Northwest during the past 5 years. In other news, police to entertain with annual ball. Police Chief George Dean of Aberdeen is considering instituting an annual policeman's ball, it was reported at police headquarters today. Detective Harry Allen, editor of the Police Bulletin, is to have charge of the dance and will be assisted by Sergeant P.G. O'Brien. The ball will be held in the State Armory in about 2 months, it is understood. A Seattle police band will furnish music. Receipts will go to the Policeman's Welfare Fund. In the city and county news, Leclerc's hardware store entertained a large crowd last night with a radio concert from Oakland. The set was a WHS set 5 tubes, 2 stages radio with 2 stages audio. Aero Electric Company was in charge of the concert. St. Ursula Guild will meet Monday afternoon with Mrs. A.F. Peterson at 715 Riverside, with Mrs. Wyckoff assisting. Lost Maltese Persian Cat, phone 1041, reward. Ford Taxi, phone 306. 4 speeders were arrested by Traffic Officer Jack Ellis yesterday, 2 depositing bail and 2 being released on their own recognizance. Nelf McPhee put up $10 bail for driving 35 miles an hour and Jack McDonald $5 for making 30 miles. Marcus Walker was charged with doing 35 and Tom Bunch with driving at 33 miles an hour. The next of a series of free Bible lectures under the auspices of the International Bible Students Association will be delivered today at the Knights of Pythias Home, 5th and K Streets, by M.O. Field of Spokane. His subject is Future Probation Scriptural. $35 reward will be paid for information that will lead to the recovery of 2 dogs, one a small bull female answers to the name Bob, and 1 6-month-old Airedale answers to the name Gus, lost from Polson's Railroad Camp about March 1st. And finally, members of the Order of Demolé Boys Lodge, sponsored by the Masonic Lodge, are to attend the First Methodist Episcopal Church this morning in a body this morning as an observance of the organization. Reverend J. Herbert Giegelhan has given special thought to his youthful listeners in preparing his sermon topic, which will deal with temptations likely to occur to modern people, he said last night. A special musical program will include vocal solos by Ray Toby. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on March 16, 1924. With our winter closure now past the halfway point, we look forward to welcoming you back this April 6th with engaging new exhibits on transportation, maritime, and local manufacturing history. As we continue preparing the Polson for visitors to return, we encourage you to explore our online presence at polsonmuseum.org, where you can view nearly 30,000 images from Grace Harbor's past. You can also catch recent centennial moments you missed from the link to our SoundCloud site, all found at polsonmuseum.org. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.